call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, do we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
There are none, thank you.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes from the April 14, 2022 meeting. Mr. Whitehouse, any changes or corrections to the minutes?
No, unless there are any changes from the commission, they would be as circulated.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of April 14th as circulated.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the April 14, 2022 meeting as circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Moving on to other business. Our first item of other business is Coastal Tide Revised Final Site Plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the Coastal Tide multifamily complex for the addition of 55 parking spaces and other site improvements. The Sussex County Council approved a conditional use, CU 1845, for the site to allow their multifamily dwellings at their meeting of Tuesday, February 23rd, 2010, and this change was adopted through ordinance number 2106. Additionally, the final site plan for the development was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, February 14th, 2019. The property is located on the northeast side of Plantations Road, Route 1D. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning district is MR, medium density residential. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 5.02, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
This one has to come back to us, right?
Correct. So this is a revised site plan, which is here as a final, but I would note there is a separate application for conditional use. We will come back before the commission for this site. This is just for the parking and the garage structures. This is just the
interim. All right, I just didn't know. I was going to say by staff, but I wasn't sure.
Nope, just a final.
Okay, then, yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Had a brain freeze for a second. Make a motion to approve the revised final site plan for Coastal Tide with final to be by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised final site plan for Coastal Tide. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carrie, let the record show that the chairman abstained from voting. Our next item is Patriots Glen Phase 2 Residential Planned Community RPC Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of a 128-lot residential planned community to include private roads, a gazebo, and open space. It is noted that the residents of Patriots Glen Phase 2 shall have access to the community active recreation facilities provided in Phase 1. At their meeting of Tuesday, April 20th, 2021, the Sussex County Council approved a change of zone for the parcel, change of zone 1911, from Commercial Residential District, CR1, and Medium Density Residential, MR, to in a Medium Density Residential Planned Community, MRRPC. The change was adopted through Ordinance Number 2770. The property is located on the southeast side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, approximately 0.45 miles southwest of Oak Orchard Road, with access on the north side of the previously approved Patriots Glen RPC via Constitution Way. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 67. The zoning is MRRPC, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the preliminary site plan for Patriots Glen Phase 2 Residential Planned Community RPC with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We move and seconded to approve the site plan for Patriots Glen Phase 2 Residential Planned Community as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is site plan number 21-30 EPE Real Estate Holdings LLC preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for EPE Real Estate Holdings LLC for the proposed addition of a one-story 9,500 square foot warehouse containing four commercial units, associated parking, and other site improvements. The property is located on the east side of Johnson Road, Sussex County Road 390. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Zoning is C1 General Commercial Zoning District. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 18, Parcel 9.06. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan for S2130 EPE Real Estate Holdings LLC.
Seconded.
Final by staff.
It's final by staff.
Seconded.
It's moved and seconded to approve site plan 21-30 EPE Real Estate Holdings LLC preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2017-20, Welch's Pond, formerly known as Fieldstone and the Grove at Love Creek, preliminary amenities plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for the thicket for the construction of a community park space with picnic tables, hammocks, benches, and other site improvements located within the existing Welch's Pond subdivision 2017-20. The property is located on the north side of Welch's Way. The final subdivision plan for the development was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, July 9th, 2020. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 1608. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District and GR General Residential Zoning District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, this plan can be considered for both preliminary and final approvals.
All right. Well, then I will make that motion to... preliminary and final amenities plan for 2017-20 Welch's Pond, formerly known as Fieldstone and the Grove at Love Creek.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the subdivision 2017-20 Welch's Pond, formerly known as Fieldstone and the Grove at Love Creek, as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2017-02 Woodfield Preserve preliminary amenities plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for the construction of an amenity space with picnic tables, outdoor grills, a fire pit, parking, and related improvements located within the existing Woodfield Preserve subdivision 2017-02. The property is located on the south side of White Cedar Court. The final subdivision plan for the development was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, October 13th, 2011. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 235, Map 9, Parcel 23. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, this plan can be considered for both preliminary and final approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve a preliminary amenities plan as well as a final for 2017-02 Woodfield Preserve.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve subdivision 2017-02 Woodfield Preserve amenities plan as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is subdivision 2021-04 Autumndale, formerly known as Autumndale and Fairmont. It's request to amend conditions of approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request to amend conditions of approval of the preliminary subdivision plan for Autumndale, formerly known as Fairmont, 2021-04, as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 27, 2022. On March 14, 2022, staff received a formal request to amend Condition B, delete a portion of Condition I, and delete Condition K in its entirety. The applicant requests that condition B, requiring the final site plan shall confirm that at least 50 acres of the site remains as open space with existing woodlands being preserved as non-disturbance areas, be amended to the final site plan shall confirm that 50 acres more or less of the site remains as open space subject to final engineering. Additionally, the applicant requests that a portion of condition I requiring a system of fully shielded and downward screened street lighting be provided, be deleted in its entirety. Lastly, the applicant requests that condition K, which states there shall be a pathway installed around the central pond, be deleted in its entirety. This AR1 cluster subdivision proposes 104 single-family lots on 73.905 acres more or less and is located on the south side of Hollyvale Road, Sussex County Road 48, approximately 1.43 miles southwest of the intersection of Harbison Road, Route 5, and Hollyville Road. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 10, Parcel 14. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District.
Okay, so I'm going to start with the questions, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So the first one, Mr. Robertson, what is the difference in the first one where they say the change from the final site plan shall confirm that at least 50 acres of the site remains as open space as existing woodlands, preserves non-disturbance areas, to the final site plan shall confirm that 50 acres more or less of the site remains as open space subject to final engineering? What's the...
So there's a little bit of history on that. I talked with the applicant's representative. I don't know if it's this specific application, but with regard to this issue. And there was a concern that as a project goes from the preliminary design stage to final, after all the agency approvals and everything else and the revisions and stormwater management, et cetera, that the amount of open space might fluctuate some. You know, what we do is take in the motions, we take the open space that's shown on that preliminary site plan and make it a condition of approval. The reason for that historically has been that it has been a lesson learned where if something's proposed during the public hearing and it's not made a condition of a motion in the past, you know, things would change significantly between the time of preliminary. We get a sales pitch at the hearing and then something completely different at final. So with respect to that change, I don't have a really an issue with it, because I think it still maintains the spirit of what's intended. You know, it's, if it's 48 or 49 or 50 or 51 or 52, as long as it's in that 50-acre ballpark, that's fine. I can't say, though, on this one, I just don't have an answer for why they're deleting the or proposing to delete the language about the existing woodlands being preserved as non-disturbance areas. You know, that's different from talking about acreage.
Right, and I thought that was actually something that they had proposed.
I didn't have a chance to go back and research that to see whether that was one of their proposed conditions. I will tell you that a lot of times, and I can't say for sure on this one, so let me make that caveat, that again, if it's shown on a concept plan as being treed during the public hearing, that will include that as part of the condition, because again, if it's going to be promoted that way, it's going to be included as a condition that way. I can't say for certain that's the case here, but that's generally...
Well, they've changed it on, I mean, we've got three motions that have
right.
this change in it, so I've just, that was why I was curious about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we might as well just get all my questions out there, and then we'll see if we've got any other answers. Okay, so the next one says, system of fully shielded and downward screened street lighting be provided. They want that deleted in its entirety. Now, does that mean they want no street lighting, or do they want something different?
So the second paragraph, that the applicant has confirmed with Delaware Electric Cooperative that fully shielded and downward screen street lighting is not available for purchase or installation in its communities. Therefore, compliance with this condition is impossible. For this reason, the applicant requests that the condition sentence of condition I be deleted in its entirety. So what they're saying here is it's not possible for them to comply, having checked with Delaware Electric Co-op. So.
The co-op will supply the lighting in the community, so they're limited to what the co-op can provide.
Well, I think what we're having a hard time understanding is why the co-op can't supply that the type of lighting
right.
that Delmarva Power supplies.
Right.
We're
yeah.
buying fixtures from the same people, I'm willing to bet.
This isn't Delaware Co-op's first rodeo. Do they call it something different?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering.
And Mr. Chairman, that there may be in the room a representative from the applicant.
Representative from the co-op?
Somebody.
That's
here.
Who I want to talk to, not the applicant.
All right. Okay. Before we go down this path,
yeah.
for those of you who are not frequent flyers here at Planning and Zoning, this is not a public hearing. Okay. We are going to ask the applicant a question. The applicant will limit their comments to answering the question or questions that are asked, and that's it. It is not their time to put any other information on the record other than what we might ask for, because we've already had a public hearing. That public hearing is closed. So it's with that understanding that we're going to ask the applicant a couple of questions. So if you would,
But you are not representing Delaware Electric Co-op?
I'm not, so perhaps you may not want me to speak to the response that our developer client got from DEC when they asked them, but that is the response and the reason that we made the request to the commission.
I guess you might as well introduce yourself.
Mackenzie Peet.
So are you, I mean...
Go ahead, go ahead, go for it.
So what is it that, Delaware Co-op or DP&L are putting in the developments that meet the standard?
They are not putting in the fully shielded and downward screen street lighting specifically, so there would be some other street lighting that they are putting in. My developer, the representative of the developer isn't specifically here that spoke with DEC, but that was the conversation that they had confirming that this is not available and cannot be installed, and therefore we cannot comply with that. So perhaps the, rather than being deleted in its entirety, perhaps it could be amended just to delete that specific language, but that's the issue.
Could we, can I hold off on making a condition? Can we put that on the next meeting just so you can call Delaware Electric Co-op and say what do you need?
Or provide an alternate.
Yeah.
I think it would make sense just to submit, an alternate.
Yeah, this can't possibly be the first time this has come up for the co-op. I mean, they've had, there must have some...
We've been saying this for...
Yeah, this has been a fairly standard condition for a number of years, and it's the first time I can remember anyone ever suggesting that there was not a way to meet the conditions. So I would be interested to see something from the co-op explaining that.
And what they're, if they have an alternate option
right.
to meet, because certainly if the option is either downward screening or zero lights at all, what about the folks that want to walk their dogs at night?
Well, that's a good point, and I don't want to say, okay, no street lighting, and right. I don't think the developer's asking us that. I think they just are saying this is something
this
is we can't comply right. with, so we need we need to be able to do something else. And yes, sir. I thought you had a comment.
No, sorry. In light of the discussion, Mr. Chairman, staff would suggest you take no action on this evening.
We give them a chance to get some information. Sure.
Okay. Wait. Go ahead. Explain the other part.
The final request with respect to Autumn Dale is to not propose a sidewalk around the...
Oh, no, not that one. Not one. The sorry. First one, where we were trying to get
the...
The open space?
Yeah.
Sure. So exactly as Mr. Robertson suggested, there can be variations from preliminary to final with respect to final engineering of the project. There could be... slightly less open space provided, and on the plans that we submitted, we did say that all of those proposed preliminary numbers are subject to final site engineering, and we wanted to make sure that was adopted in the actual conditions of approval as well.
What about the non-disturbance areas? Because I thought that was something that was proposed too.
And I don't think that there is an issue with adding that with existing woodlands being preserved as non-disturbance areas back to the end of that sentence.
Okay.
I don't see an issue with that.
Okay, then I have no problem with the first part of that, changing it to more or less. That's mm-hmm. not a problem.
Well, so while and we're on that, yeah. so at the, I can appreciate, you know, it's approximately 50% or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And as you tune it up and you finish getting your...
Things change.
Yeah, but at some point you'll know whether it's 47 or 44 or 30 or 20 mm-hmm. Or 51. Do you have an idea? Because if we totally delete the 50%, then it seems like if you think it's around 46.5%, just say plus or minus 46, as opposed to us leaving it open, right?
Acres, isn't it?
It's acres? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's acres in this.
How many acres is 100%?
So the total acreage for this was 73.905 acres, the whole parcel. And we're proposing 104 lots, so this was 50 acres, so.
Of open space?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's
mm-hmm. Significant.
Seems like a lot of
which is understandable, though, and I've talked to... It's a cluster.
This is the language they're proposing, so if they're happy with it, I'm good.
And we understand that the comp plan encourages preservation of open space in this type of scenario.
So is it... I'm just trying to like as we set a precedent and keep moving forward, originally it was the conditional use when the motion was 50 acres.
Acres,
and
yes.
Do you know about what it should be now?
The intention is to have it be as close to 50 acres as possible. It's just that we want to allow for we want to add the language more or less, and then also subject the open space, final open space, to final engineering, because there obviously could be changes, which is common knowledge, that, as Mr. Robertson said.
I think.
We've never had the issue before, that's the thing.
No, and I'm not expecting there to be an issue. I just was kind of curious what the legal definition of more or less was.
It's something that's used in legal descriptions or survey, yeah, you know, plus or minus, more or less in surveys, you know, so it's.
But we're not talking like 30 is more or less.
We're not talking 30, it's like 50.
Well, and here's the other thing, and we'll probably get to this on the next request.
For survey.
The preliminary site plan has to be substantially the same as the final site plan. So if it comes back and it's wildly different, you all are going to have a say on that too, you know, as well. So if it's 49.5, it's fine. If it's 45, maybe not, or 40.
I mean, I really don't have a problem with the changing of the language. I was just curious what the actual, I wanted to know what the actual language meant. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Peet.
You're welcome.
Don't get too far away.
I'll sit here.
And the last condition was the pathway around the central pond. I don't think we were requiring that it be a sidewalk, just a pathway, right? So I don't care if it's like Pebbles pathway, but I want it on the final site plan, and I want it to, so that people moving in would know that there's going to be a walkway there.
Right. Let me address one of those statements in there, because I disagree with it. It says the first issue is whether the commission has the authority to require installation of a pathway around the stormwater ponds in Autumndale. Mr. Whitehouse, if you want to flip to the preliminary site plan on this one. I think it showed a pathway around. So there's a pathway that's shown on the preliminary site plan. If it's going to be proffered and shown, there is no problem putting a condition on there.
When it's shown on a preliminary site plan, that gives us the authority to require
Absolutely.
It on the final.
And that 99...
Something you guys might want to remember.
Okay. Yeah, so. Section 9910 of the subdivision code confirms that. Again, that
Yeah.
The final has to be substantially the same as the preliminary.
Yep.
And again, we go back into, you know, we're getting proffered all these amenity packages. We've dealt with that on swimming pools. I mean, any number of things. Tree preservation.
Sidewalks.
Sidewalks. And if you're going to proffer it, we're going to make it a condition, because otherwise it's not going to show up. And I'm telling you, Bob and I can remember this. People will say, well, it wasn't a condition of approval. You can't make us do it. So.
Well, I think, I'm not sure it went all the way around the pond, and I think we were requesting that it does go all the way around the pond. Again, this is being offered as open space, but if you're putting it somewhere where people can't get to it, then it's not really open space.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're, okay, walking path,
yeah.
Great. So that's why, and stormwater management ponds are ridiculously expensive to take care of. I know I'm on the pond committee for my neighborhood and how much we spend on that every year. And so if I'm paying for this pond, I want to be able to walk around it every now and then, or anybody should. And if it's on there from the beginning, when people come in to buy their lots, they can't act like they have no clue.
So what is the request to eliminate it?
They want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because we made it a condition.
Yeah, I mean,
it's on there, so yeah.
You're saying that if it was on there when the motion was made, you say
it was on there
when they came in
and presented it during the public hearing.
So what's the hardship? Do they make reference to any reason why it wouldn't?
I remember Mr. Paco was saying people don't like having a walking path in their backyard, but it's not their backyard; it's the open space that's there for the entire community.
Everybody's backyard.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if in their request, if they made any reference to a particular hardship that this was causing. I don't really see anything.
I think it was this, the second paragraph, Mr. Chairman, that to the issue that Holly Stevenson just spoke to, that privacy concerns.
Through the backyard.
But it's not their backyards, and that's the issue there, that, you know, put a tree up if you don't like somebody walking where you're having your.
Yeah, it's just like your entitlement to a view ends at your property line.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a place in Virginia.
How many people walk through my yard every year? 54,000, in case you wanted to know. So.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, so
Aye.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else?
Nope, that was it. So should I just not make any motion tonight?
I would say, let's just.
Defer the whole thing for right now, and let's give the applicant a chance to furnish some additional information from the power company.
Okay.
Give us a little bit additional more time to think about it.
Okay, so then I make a motion to defer on this issue till we can talk to Delaware Electric Co-op about it.
So.
Just defer actions, all you have to do.
I'm deferring action so we can gather more information from the co-op.
On?
On. 2021-04, Autumndale, the whole thing.
Second.
Move and second to defer action on subdivision 2021-04, Autumndale, formerly known as Autumndale and Fairmont, request to amend conditions of approval. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-05, Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch, request to amend conditions of approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request to amend conditions of approval of the preliminary subdivision plan for Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch, 2021-05, as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 27th, on March 14th, 2022. Sorry, I lost my place there. Staff received a formal request to amend Condition B and Condition H of the plan's approval. The applicant requests that Condition B, requiring the final site plan, shall confirm that at least 65% of the site remains as open space, be amended to the final site plan shall confirm that at least 65%, more or less, of the site remains as open space, subject to final engineering. Additionally, the applicant requests that a portion of Condition H, requiring a system of fully shielded and downward screen street lighting be provided, be deleted in its entirety. This AR1 cluster subdivision proposes 196 single-family lots on 135.524 acres, more or less, and is located on the east and southeast side of Hollyville Road, approximately 0.8 miles south of Hurdle Ditch Road, Sussex County Road 290. Tax parcel is map 234, District 16, parcels 1.01, 1.02, 3, 4, and 5. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District.
Guess we've got the same issue on this one.
Yeah, the same issue on the next couple, I think, actually.
Yeah, so I make a motion to defer on this for further information from the Delaware Electric Co-op on 2021-05, Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch.
Second.
Move and second to defer action on subdivision 2021-03, Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch, request to amend conditions of approval. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-11, the Lightship Cove, formerly known as Fisher Road, request to amend conditions of approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received another request to amend conditions of approval for the preliminary subdivision plan for Lightship Cove, formerly known as Fisher Road, subdivision number 2021-11, as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, December 9th, 2021. On March 14th, 2022, staff received a formal request to amend conditions B, H, and J of the plan's approval. The applicant requests that Condition B, requiring the final site, requiring, quote, "The final site plan shall confirm that at least 54% of the site remains as open space," end quote, be amended to. Error in the memo, sorry. That it be amended to, "The final site plan shall confirm that 54%, more or less, of the site remains as open space with 7.5 acres more or less of existing woodlands, subject to final engineering," end quote. Additionally, the applicant requests that a portion of Condition H, requiring a system of fully shielded and downward screen lights be provided, be deleted in its entirety. Lastly, the applicant is requesting that Condition H, or Condition J, which states, "There shall be a pathway installed around the central pond," be deleted in its entirety. This AR1 cluster subdivision proposes 97 single-family lots on 48.93 acres, more or less, and is located on the south side of Fisher Road, Sussex County Road 262. The tax parcel is District 334, map 10, parcel 69. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential.
Read the part again that says the final site, what they want it amended to, because that's not what I have on mine.
Yeah, let me, give me one moment.
It's on the screens, I think.
Oh, okay, no, it's on the screen, that's okay. I don't need it, okay, that's okay. Oh, okay. Oh, that's so, that's just basically what we were talking about anyway, so that, sorry, yeah, that's fine. All right, so make a motion to defer for further, oh, wait, do we want to discuss the pathway installed around the central pond at all?
Is that on this one?
That's what it's, Fisher. Condition J says there will be a pathway installed around the central pond.
Do you want me to pull up the site plan? Sorry. Actually, don't have it.
That's it.
There is, I have the plan here. There is a central stormwater management pond and with a pathway that goes around the pond in its entirety.
Okay, great. Make a motion to defer on 2021-11 Lightship Cove, formerly known as Fisher Road, for further information to be gathered from Delaware Electric Co-op. I'm getting worse at making this motion every time I make it.
Second.
Moved second to defer action on subdivision 2021-11 Lightship Cove, formerly known as Fisher Road. Request to amend the conditions of approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-12 Miralon, formerly known as Cool Spring. Request to amend conditions of approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request to amend the conditions of approval of the preliminary subdivision plan for Miralon, formerly known as Cool Spring, subdivision 2021-12, as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 27, 2022. On March 14, 2022, staff received a formal request to amend condition B, condition E, condition H, condition I, and condition J of the plan's approval. The applicant requests that condition B, requiring that the final site plan shall confirm that at least 50% of the site remains as open space, be amended to the final site plan shall confirm that at least 50% more or less of the site remains as open space, subject to final engineering. The request also includes that condition E be deleted in its entirety and replaced with, quote, as recommended by DENREC, a forest assessment shall be conducted to determine if mature forest areas exist on the site and to identify any mature trees, end quote. This request also includes a request to amend a portion of condition H requiring a system of fully shielded and downward screen street lighting shall also be provided, that be deleted in its in entirety, and that condition I requiring a pathway to be included around the ponds at the front of the subdivision be deleted in its entirety or be amended to clarify which ponds the commission requires the pathways to be installed around. Lastly, the request is for condition J requiring amenities including a pool and pool house shall be constructed and open to use by residents of this development on or before the issuance of the 35th residential building permit. And it's requested that that be amended to, quote, amenities including a pool and pool house shall be constructed and open to use by residents of this development on or before the issuance of the 86th residential building permit, end quote. This AR1 cluster subdivision proposes 144 single family lots on 72.02 acres more or less, and it is located on the northeast side of Cool Spring Road, Sussex County Road 290. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 5, Parcel 37, and the zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential.
Okay, so defer on H was the lights, same
the
issue.
The lighting thing. Right.
But then the paths around the pond. Can you read that one again? Can we look at that again?
They wanted explain what it is, which paths we're talking about.
They want us to?
Yes, or get rid of it altogether.
Was it,
yeah, they're
was
saying
it proposed?
Yeah, they're tell, because I thought, didn't they have like a dog walk path around the first pond there?
So this one had a pedestrian connection shared use path to the perimeter, and then there was no walking trail shown on the preliminary for Pond B.
Right.
None shown for open space A. But then there was a walking path connecting these areas where the stormwater management, but not around the perimeter, and then... There was not one on the far side around open space A.
So what, we put it in the motion?
Just wait, I see you go back to their letter request.
So it kind of sounds like to me that we must have like inserted that in addition to what they had proposed, and now they're asking us to give them clarity on where we want this path? Is that what they're doing?
That's my understanding, Mr. Hopkins. That's what I think's going on.
So we have to go back to what we were thinking when we wrote the motion?
And look at what was proffered as the conditions and also in the original.
So we'll do all, want me just defer? No problem, let's do that. Okay, let's see. Who was on?
Well, I mean, do you have any problems with the other stuff on there?
No, I'm not, I wanted to talk about J as well.
Okay.
So the pool house, what typically, okay, so there's 104 lots total. Somebody had thought that 35 permits is adequate limit, or whatever you want to say, a standard for the pool house. That seems awful tight. That seems tight to me. What typically do we go with?
A lot of times we go with, again, what the developer suggests. We don't have necessarily a, well, we do if it's by default. It's usually around half or something like that. But more often than not, that's suggested by the applicant.
So the applicant proposed 35?
I can't say that on this one. No, I mean, just without going back and digging into it.
If I remember correctly, there were proposed conditions of approval, but there was no, it was not proffered.
I don't think they proffered them. I think somehow or another we came up with a.
Yeah. That's when I was out with COVID. So.
I mean, I certainly want to look at it from both the folks that are living there or that are buying, and also what's reasonable. I mean, it takes time to order.
And that does sound lower than what we would usually do.
Yeah, because I mean,
I'm not sure how we arrived at that number, but it does seem low. I don't think
isn't the whole pool house typically a longer lead item?
Well, it is now, even in normal times, it's not something you would do until you got a little, reasonably far along. And I think what's being suggested is that we bring it in line with what we have done other places as a percentage of units, which I think is reasonable.
I agree.
I don't have too much trouble with that.
No, I don't have trouble with that one either.
Yeah, if you could just look this between now and then, typically what is the norm? And if the norm, it looks like this is around 80%. So if it's close to 80%, then we go with it. If it's not, then maybe we say 80 permits instead of 86 or whatever. But We just want to be careful that if there are long lead items on a pool house that over just the 2x4s and stuff for the houses, that they're not sitting there waiting for stuff to build the pool house and not being able to keep building houses.
I mean, one good thing about this developer is that they usually build the amenities pretty early on. They just probably want the breathing space that if they can't get.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So let's see. So, Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2021-12,
Just defer.
Just defer action.
I defer action.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2021-12, Miralon, formerly known as Cool Spring, request for to amend conditions of approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, Lands of Whitetail Lane LLC, minor subdivision off a 24-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 211.18-acre more or less parcel of land into one lot and residual lands off a proposed 24-foot ingress-egress easement. Proposed lot 1 consists of 6.8 acres more or less, and the residual lands consist of 204.38 acres more or less. The property is located on the southeast side of Wood Branch Road, Sussex County Road 321. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and may be approved as final by staff pending the receipt of all agency approvals. Tax parcel is MAP 135, District 20, Parcel 137. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision of a 24-foot easement for lands of Whitetail Lane LLC.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 24-foot easement for lands of Whitetail Lane LLC with final approval.
By staff.
To be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just interrupt for just a second, I have a question.
Okay.
Patriots Glen Phase Two, I believe the motion was an approval with final by staff, but that is an RPC.
Oh, sorry.
So I just wanted to clarify that does need to come back for final.
Okay. Mr. Robertson, do we need to go back and amend our motion?
Yeah, let's refer back to that.
Let's do that just to be safe. Okay, so back on Patriots Glen, Mr. Mears, did you make that motion?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I'll rephrase my motion to approve the preliminary site plan for Patriots Glen Phase Two Residential Plan Community RPC with final approval by the commission.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve Patriots Glen Phase Two Residential Plan Community Site Plan as a preliminary. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Good catch there, staff.
Thank you.
Okay.